I don't know.
Wall of Voodoo? Mexican Radio?
Oh
yeah. One hit. That was a one hit. That's it.
That's a medley of their hit.
Yes.
That is
as I always say. Okay. Well, I guess that's as good a way as any is. We roll into the final Harris Challenge of 2016, which means it's going to be not just week in review stuff, but also year in review stuff. And we'll see if you've been paying attention all year long. If you'd like to play the Harris Challenge, 314-969-KTRS and 1-888-550-KTRS. Of course, if you've played in the last 60 days, you may not play. And then after this, you will not be able to play for the rest of the year.
My computer is messing up.
Uh-oh.
It's putting the same. I can't get names on this thing here.
Well, what would you suggest as producer at large of this show? What would you suggest we do?
Why don't you just tell us who's on what line?
Yeah, I'll do that. I might have to do that because I cannot put anything on there.
Mr. Radiophone.
Yes.
Yes. Wow.
That's a very good idea.
Same Robert name on, every... on line three.
Why don't you just tell me who's on the...
That's perfect. That's perfect. By the way, that's Dan Strauss and that's Ian Geis. Dan is not just a producer of this show. He's also a member of the Upside Down Band, which is going to be finishing up the year with a big gig for New Year's Eve. Where are you playing?
Yeah, at the Christie Banquet Center in St. Louis on Christie Avenue. I'm not sure. I put information on the Facebook page, phone numbers or email addresses. I'm not sure if there's tickets available because as of Tuesday, there weren't many left.
Mm-hmm.
But it's $50 and you get a buffet, full open bar with bottled beer.
How much do you get of that $50?
Oh, I get
40, 41?
No, 276. $2.76.
Yeah. The life of the musician.
Yeah.
I don't think you do. You may want to just run the math again.
Well, they're counting on the tip jar being full.
Oh, that's true.
Yes.
And you know, they always say in these places, don't forget to tip your waitresses. You're allowed to tip the band, aren't you?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, heck yeah. If you want a tip, come on up.
They're not really optimistic about the tips. They put out a shot glass.
Yeah,
yeah, right. Yes.
Yeah.
It's not one of those big brandy snifters that you see in a piano lounge.
No.
It's just a shot glass. So
you want to put a couple of pennies in there.
You want to finish up the year. The details are on Facebook.com/AM the PM. And one other thing I want to mention about New Year's Eve is for the umpteenth year, I don't even know how many years we would include in this, my wife will not make it until midnight tomorrow night, to the chagrin of my daughter, who's home visiting us for the winter break. And
so even the daughter can't convince her to
stay
up past midnight.
My daughter, my wife is a very wise woman. She said, you know what? The New Year's going to come whether I'm awake or not. That's absolutely true. So if she makes it past 10 o'clock, it might be a record tomorrow night. We will see. All right, let's meet our contestants for the Harris Challenge. Dan, who is my first contestant on the Harris Challenge today?
It is Dan.
Okay.
That's the only name that got up there.
It does say Dan on every line, so I wasn't sure if you were putting up your name or our contestant's name. Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm fine, Paul. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year. Welcome to the show. As a contestant on the Harris Challenge, you get the unique opportunity in broadcasting known as the 5-second cheap plug opportunity, where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use it for a prearranged commercial endorsement. Go right ahead.
Okay, my commercial endorsement is for my friend Danny and Keith, who just opened a Candle Fusion studio in the Central West End. It's a really cool place to go to make candles with all kinds of scents.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see what the categories are that you can choose from today. Of course, led by our weekly topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Category 2 is You Knew Their Names This Year. And category 3, Carrie Fisher movies, because as you know, she died at 60 this week. Which one of those would you like?
You know what? Let's go the second one. We knew your name this year.
Okay. When you play the Harris Challenge, I'm going to ask you 5 questions, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 points in that order. You can answer them or pass on any one, but you have 60 seconds to complete the task, and if you pass on them, you can come back and pick them up later on. But when that minute expires, I will tally up your points, and if you've gotten more than half of the available 15 points, then you will be a winner of a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize package!
Right you are, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts the size of your head.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Or from Peroni's Pizzeria, we have a gift card for you. And they have two locations. They also have one in Florissant and one in St. Peter's at Highway 70 and 79.
You know, there are some radio shows that give away kale and quinoa. We give away donuts and pizza.
That's right.
And we ramp it up for more food. If you get all 15 points, we call it the clean sweep. And we give you?
We give you a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Go to Candici's.net.
All right, Dan, you chose the category. You knew their names this year. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who did the Chicago Cubs beat to win their first World Series in over a century?
Pass for now.
Who is the American Olympian who made headlines not for swimming but for lying about a holdup at a gas station?
Brian Lochte.
Correct. Which Supreme Court justice died in February and wasn't replaced because Republicans in Congress didn't want President Obama to pick a successor?
Scalia?
Scalia is right. What's the name of the St. Louisan who became famous for a week after asking a question at a presidential debate while wearing a bright red sweater?
That'd be Mr. Bone.
Ken Bone, yes. What was the name of the gorilla shot dead in a Cincinnati zoo in May when a three-year-old boy accidentally climbed into its enclosure?
Harambe.
Correct. Back to the one-pointer. Who did the Cubs beat to win the World Series this year?
They beat the Indians.
That is correct, the Cleveland Indians. And you've got the clean sweep, Dan. Congratulations. Nice way to finish up the year.
Whoa, Nelly.
Yeah.
Whoa, Nelly.
What, Nelly's on the line?
Yeah.
Nelly. Oh, I'm Dan.
Tell him it's hot in here.
It's hot
in here. See what I did there?
It's getting hot in here.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Dan, congratulations. Hang on, and our Dan will tell you how do you get your prizes.
Thanks.
All right, you're very welcome. Here's our second contestant. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, welcome to the show. Go ahead and plug something.
Yes, I'd like to plug the State Street Bar and Grill in Jerseyville, Illinois. Has comedian Bob Zaney of the Bob and Tom Show tonight and tomorrow night.
Okay.
And tonight only, there's a live remote featuring Casey's John the U-Man Hewlett from 6 to 8.
Okay. Any other radio shows you'd like to mention while we have you here?
Well, Casey was promoted for the second time today on your station, so I thought it'd be okay.
Well, I don't care.
Thank you.
Doesn't hurt me in any
you
way.
Think we own this place?
Yeah, but do me a favor. Next week sometime, call up the U-Man and mention my name.
Okay, I will.
All right, then we'll be even. Let's see what the categories are for you, Mary. We have you been paying attention? Carrie Fisher movies or the year in St. Louis?
Have I been paying attention?
Well, let's find out. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which star of Singing in the Rain died this week at age 84?
Debbie Reynolds.
Correct. What happened on Highway 40 Tuesday afternoon? A. Traffic stopped to let 9 deer cross the road. B. A woman gave birth in her car. Or C. A truck turned over and dumped diapers across two lanes.
B. Baby was born.
That's correct. Which singer was alive and then wham, died of a heart attack last weekend?
George Michael.
Correct. Which country's diplomats, numbering about 36, were expelled from the U.S. this week as retaliation for hacking?
Russia.
Correct. Which star athlete got engaged this week to Alexis Ohanian, the inventor of Reddit?
Serena Williams.
That's correct. We have another clean sweep.
Woo!
Congratulations, Mary. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get the prizes.
Thank you so much.
Dan, do you feel the carpal tunnel kicking in yet?
Yes.
Good.
I feel Greg Kornfeld panicking.
We haven't had one for a while, Cordy. It's okay.
What do you mean you gave away 4 certificates?
Let's give another one away, if possible, to our next contestant. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Go ahead and plug something.
Oh, and for Dan.
I will say hello to my friends who will be listening to this on the podcast, and Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you very much.
And for Dan, if you could call back, I need... A bit of information from you.
Yeah, he needs your sister's social security number. Don't ask why. It's part of our security system that we have here.
Yeah.
We also need to know your mother's maiden name.
Well, that, and I have a sheik that wants to donate and put some money in his account, too.
Oh, good. They are much more reliable than the Nigerian princes.
Yes.
Mary, here are the category choices. The Carrie Fisher movies, The Year in St. Louis, or we finish up with Not a Good Year.
Oh, boy. Well, I'll go with Not a Good Year. Okay. We'll see how good this is for me.
60 seconds on the clock, Nancy. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What country has been war-torn all year due to battles between rebels and President Bashar Assad's forces, particularly in the city of Aleppo?
Syria.
Syria is right. At least 20 police officers were killed in attacks and ambushes this year, including five who were protecting marchers at a Black Lives Matter parade in what city?
Dallas
is right. In what city did Omar Mateen kill 49 people at the Pulse nightclub in the worst mass shooting in U.S. history?
Orlando.
Correct. What is the name of the British Prime Minister who resigned after the Brexit vote to leave the European Union?
David Cameron.
Correct. Now for another clean sweep. What were people celebrating in Nice, France, when a murderer plowed through the crowd and killed 86 people?
Bastille Day, I think.
That is exactly right. It is Bastille Day. Three clean sweeps in a row.
It was a good year.
We, you know what? It was not a good year, but for us and you, it was a good year. Congratulations, Nancy. Hang on, and we'll bring in contestant number four, who may drive Corny off the cliff. Hey, here's Tim. Welcome to the show, Tim.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Good. You want to plug any other radio stations or anything else?
No other radio stations other than to say that I want to give a shout-out to my mom, Mary Waller. You and Frank and KTRS are all her favorites.
Thank you. What was that station?
That would be KTRS-AM.
I've heard of them. The kids seem to love that.
I think they're going to do well.
I think we are. Which category would you like of the two left? Carrie Fisher movies or The Year in St. Louis?
How about Carrie Fisher movies?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Tim. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In which Star Wars movie did she appear in an iconic gold bikini?
I think that was the Return of the Jedi.
That's correct. In what 1980 movie did she appear with John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd?
The Weird Brothers.
Correct. In what 1989 movie did she play Marie, the best friend of Meg Ryan's character?
When Harry Met Sally.
Correct. Who was the male star of Shampoo, in which Carrie Fisher made her movie debut in 1975?
Warren Beatty.
Correct. Now, for another clean sweep. In what 1981 movie about the Munchkins and the making of The Wizard of Oz did she co-star with Chevy Chase?
Under the Rainbow.
That is exactly correct, Tim. You know what?
I can't believe it.
A couple of weeks ago, we had a quadruple punishment day. Today, we've got a quadruple clean sweep day brought to you by Candice's. Nicely done. Tim, happy New Year, and hang on.
Thank you, Paul.
And now let's see if we can make it a quintuple clean sweep day with our final contestant. Hello, Steve.
Hi.
Hi. There's that enthusiasm we love on the Harris Challenge.
You want to? I know. I'm scared.
You want to plug something?
I'm scared. I'll plug the Air Force.
Okay.
Great.
The last category here, Steve, is The Year in St. Louis.
I will pick The Year in St. Louis.
That's a very, very good choice. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who announced he is leaving after 16 years as mayor of the city of St. Louis?
Slay.
Correct. Which performer has a smash album called Lemonade and performed a sold-out concert at the Dome on September 10th?
Pass.
Who was elected to succeed Jay Nixon as governor of Missouri?
Gervais, U.S. Navy SEAL.
No, it's Eric Greitens is his name.
Oh.
Which of these St. Louis businesses was not swallowed up by another company this year? Monsanto, Centene, or Scottrade?
Centene.
Correct. Which St. Louis municipality yanked the liquor license of Social House 2, a bar restaurant where the waitresses wore nothing but body paint from the waist up?
I'm sorry, say the first part of the question.
Which St. Louis municipality yanked the liquor license of Social House 2?
Down there by the loop, down by...
And that's in? You know what, I'm going to check with the judges. Can we accept down there by the loop? Or do we need the name of the municipality?
I think we need the name.
We need to know it's University City. And the performer who was at the Dome on September 10th and also had a slight hit with Lemonade is Beyonce. So, Steve, you didn't get the clean sweep, but you did get one and four, which is only five. And as you know, on the Harris Challenge, if you don't win, you don't have to get the clean sweep, but you got to get at least 8 points. Otherwise,
I know, but I got the governor. I knew the governor of BMVG. You know, he's a Navy SEAL.
Yes.
All right.
But I can't give you credit if you get it wrong. So in that regard, I still have to punish you. And here to do that punishing is a group called the Rock Lobsters.
Yay!
You think you know the song? Listen.
Well, there's a lady with the door. All the glitter bits gone. And she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets to know.
What does she know?
He sounds like Fred, doesn't he?
He does.
All right, that's enough. Steve, I'm sorry you had to hear that, but I hope you have a happy new year.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for playing. The Harris Challenge will return for its first edition of 2017 1 week from today. We may be out of prizes, but we'll figure something out for next week. 5:15 Friday afternoons and always in the archives on my website, harrisonline.com.